HLB symptomatic trees are essentially nutrient deficient trees, correct?
Yes, that's right. The nutrient deficiencies cover the whole range, the whole spectrum. But then there's also a mixture of apparent deficiencies and real deficiencies. Real deficiencies are the ones that we can try to eliminate out of the possibilities by doing some correction for dry mass changes in the leaf, or dry weight changes. And that narrows it down to primarily calcium, magnesium, manganese, boron, and also zinc. Those are the prime deficiency candidates.
You said there are some strategies for optimizing tree nutrition when they've got HLB, starting with well-conditioned soil. Talk to us about that.
Yes, that relates to soil health, essentially, and that's not a new thing. It's been, particularly in Florida, it's been an ongoing challenge to ameliorate soils and bring up the quality of the soils, mainly because they are, in fact, sandy soils derived from sand, not from rock. Through the thousands of years of erosion and soil development, they are based on quartz sand, so they are extremely infertile. They have low water holding capacities, low nutrient contents, low nutrient holding capacities, meaning the cation exchange capacity, and very little organic matter or very little reserves to mineralize from.
So what can you do for that soil as a starting point?
Well, the most obvious choice that always used to work really well is just to add synthetic fertilizers, both dry granular, liquid, as fertigation, and also as foliar sprays, bypassing the soil and the roots, in fact, which is another technique applied straight to the leaves. However, there are many other ways of improving soil quality, and that is the most important one that historically has proven results is to add organic amendments, and that covers a whole range of products, everything from composts and biosolids to manures, and even biochars, which is a charcoal product.
If you talked a little bit about comprehensive nutrient applications, both ground and foliar, right, are good for HLB infected trees.
That's correct. Because it's a moving target, especially with an infected tree, it's constantly changing. And if you just stick to one program and are not comprehensive in your approach, you're likely to keep missing the target. So by covering most of the bases, as it were, and putting on a comprehensive nutrient mixture rather than just N, P, and K, you're likely to succeed much better.
And you said Florida soils depend on frequent nutrient applications, and you highlighted the word frequent.
That's correct. That relates to the soil quality, or rather lack of it, the low soil quality that we have inherently in Florida, being those sandy, depleted soils, depleted of reserves and available nutrients. And so we have to apply frequently because there really is no storage capacity. So that's where the frequency comes in.
And we're not going to talk about advanced citrus production system today, but that's one of the basics of that, isn't it?
That is good. That's a good point. The advanced citrus production system relies on the open hydroponics concept, and that is essentially a frequent application of liquid fertilizer. It can be as often as once or even more than once a day. I call it a spoon feeding method.
You urge growers to use soil and leaf testing to make sure they've got enough nutrients in the trees.
Yes, that's correct. The soil testing would cover only some of the micronutrients like the iron, zinc, and manganese, and phosphorus. It wouldn't do nitrogen. Nitrogen, you would have to test the leaves. That's the only way to test for nitrogen sufficiency. And then, so the leaves can cover the whole range of nutrients. We typically run at least 11 or 12 nutrients through a comprehensive test with leaf tissue. And a piece of advice is to make sure that the leaves are decontaminated of any surface residues from nutrient sprays or pesticide sprays, even for that matter. But most importantly, the nutrient residues, because they would show up in a result from a laboratory, and they would have absolutely no meaning as far as the health or nutrition of that tree is concerned. So you want to remove any surface residues. The best way to do that is with a soap solution with a little bit of acid added, hydrochloric acid. If somebody wants the recipe, I can give it to them, but I think it is 5% acid, but check with me before you start on anything like that.
You showed some slides. You compared abandoned citrus trees to HLB-infected trees, or trees that are in decline from HLB. Some of the same symptoms, some of the same causes.
Yes, my comparison that I've observed, and this is anecdotal evidence, is that the HLB disease accelerates a tree onto a fast track of abandonment, essentially. That's mixing a lot of words there, but that's the similarity there, is that the same type of methods that can be used to recover trees that have been abandoned for a few years, and I'm not saying 10 years, in which case they'd be dead, but trees that were abandoned typically in the past because of a failed, let's say, land sale projects and so on in Florida, were successfully recovered with methods like foliar nutrition, severe hedging and pruning, like buckhorning. So those are recognized methods that are techniques, horticultural techniques that recover trees from abandonment. And then, of course, a good ground fertilizer program. Those same techniques were immediately applied by the initial attempts in Florida to remediate HLB, and they have been the ones that have been most successful, the very same ones, including buckhorning, which was not addressed at this conference today, but has shown quite good results. But primarily the nutrition, which we've all talked about today, number of speakers.
You said in conclusion, a corrective fertilization program appears to mitigate decline from HLB infection.
Yes, there's enough evidence from field trials as well as grower experiences that this nutrition has been a great benefit to HLB infected groves in Florida. The somewhat frustrating aspect to that is that it doesn't always seem to be reproducible equally. There's some unknown variabilities that are apparently superimposed onto this response. And so a partial lack of response, and in some cases a severe lack of response, is still prevalent. But if I had to sum up and say, it's certainly doing something with nutrition, and intensive nutrition is far, far better than doing nothing. And there's ample proof of that, too. Completely collapsed in groves that had to be abandoned where people did nothing.
And having said that, though, you did emphasize maintain a balanced nutritional program.
That is correct. To get the advantage of all the nutrients, you have to eliminate any single or multiple, for that matter, deficiencies. But most often, if you have an imbalance, you will get a single deficiency that will henceforth limit the effectiveness of all the other non-limiting nutrients, because that's the way it works. A tree requires things in the correct proportion. So if you do not apply it in a balanced way, you will actually be wasting a lot of nutrients.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.